second floor, patriotism department. So with all the gnashing of teeth lately over the national anthem, I'd like to know where exactly is the line of demarcation between being expected to stand and respect the flag during the national anthem and it being okay to just, ignore it. I ask because that line seems to be a bit of a moving target these days. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. At Safeco Field here in Seattle, where the Mariners play, there's an open concourse all around the lower tier of seats. You can walk from foul pole to foul pole without ever losing sight of the field. There are concession stands and vendors all along the concourse, and I've been to games where a giant flag is unfurled just before the national anthem that pretty much covers the entire outfield. You really cannot miss it. And yet, once you clear the last row of seats and get into that concourse, I've almost never seen anyone paying any attention to the national anthem. It blares through every speaker in the ballpark. The flag is visible on dozens of TV monitors, but most everyone still has their hat on and chats away in the hot dog line, clearly feeling exempted from standing in quiet reverence for Old Glory. I've even seen fans standing at the edge of the concourse, looking out at the field during the anthem, chatting up their friends and munching garlic fries, while all the people in the last row of seats, just 18 inches in front of them, stand quietly with hats or hands over hearts. So, is the last row of seats in a stadium the line of demarcation after which it's okay to disrespect the national anthem? I ask because when the anthem is through, I've never seen a fan in that last row turn and dress down the disrespectful fans behind them. So I guess it's okay to ignore the anthem as long as you're on a beer run. Speaking of beer, I was in a bar with my rowing buddies watching the U.S. take on Germany in the World Cup 2014. There were lots of fans of both teams in attendance. Before the game, they played the German national anthem, and the German fans all rose, removed their hats, placed their hands over their hearts, and sang along loudly and proudly. And I figured, okay, I guess there's going to be a little patriotic pissing match right here in the bar. When the U.S. anthem played, maybe, I don't know, five people stood up. All I saw people remove were the jalapenos from their nachos, and they put their hands squarely over their beers. So you're only required to stand and salute the flag if you're at the actual game? Help me out here, because I have this searing image in my brain of countless fans sitting on their couches during the anthem last Sunday, pointing at the screen and shouting, "Look at those pampered millionaires kneeling. They get paid to play a game. Stand up, for God's sake." Yep, they get paid to play a game. And yet there they were, putting their careers on the line. A career, by the way, that lasts on average 3.3 years and carries with it a high risk of permanent brain injury. At the Super Bowl, the buzz around the national anthem for years has been far more about which superstar gets to sing it than the display of patriotic banners and military honor guards and jet flyovers that are supposed to be at the heart of the moment. I remember reading a list of bizarre bets you could place in Vegas the year Beyoncé sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Apparently, you could bet the over-under on how long she'd take to get through the word brave at the end of the song. She went 15 seconds, so if you took the over, it paid out 2-1. So it's okay to bet money on the national anthem, but not to sit or kneel as a form of silent protest against racial injustice and police brutality? Retail stores across the land put flags above their 50% off 4th of July sale advertising, a clear violation of United States flag code, but their customers never seem to object, not when prices store-wide have never been this low. Kid Rock cuts a hole in the American flag and wears it like a poncho during his concerts. Another clear violation of the United States flag code, and yet he's heralded as a future candidate for the U.S. Senate by many of the same couch potatoes I referenced earlier. Seems to me that if the fine line between respect and disrespect is up to the individual, as it clearly appears to be, then crying foul over last Sunday's displays across the NFL is to impose your line of demarcation on everyone else. Fortunately, this is still, at least for now, the land of the free. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.